Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to blow your mind now with the Britney Spears thing. This is crazy. Like, literally. Crazy. So, somebody was writing an article this week about some of the mysterious things you will find in some of your favorite songs when you play them backwards. Dun, dun, dun. Where's my... There you go. So, you know this old story. You play a song backwards and it says, worship the devil, worship the devil. And
but it's usually rock songs.
Yeah.
Like satanic already rock songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, this person was included a lot of rock songs. Some Pantera, Judas Priest was in the article.
I'm almost positive a few years ago, Kanye West was in it. There was a song Kanye West had. I can't remember what it
Designer
was.
Designer just has one, not just recently, but his song, Timmy Turner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, have we ever had a mainstream pop song?
I don't think so.
No, I don't
until
either.
Now. So we all know this song very well. This is Hit Me Baby One More Time, Britney Spears. 1998,
maybe? October 23rd, 1998.
Okay. Thank you, Shaggy.
You're welcome.
So Britney was 16 when that song came out.
Correct.
16 years old when they shot the video. We all remember the video. Mm-hmm. The schoolgirl outfit. You know, the label wasn't sure about the video. They thought that's a very sexual outfit to be putting a 16-year-old girl in. And they were kind of afraid of the image it was going to give Britney. They should have been more afraid of the message that was hidden in the song.
Now, for the record, I want to say this. There's a lot of times when we do stuff like this where you're obviously say that's Nick messing with it, or that's just Z Morning Zoo being crazy. Unless you're lying to me and Ashley, this is completely real.
I have not altered this music.
And
in
you
any
could
way.
Do it at home on your phone. You could record it and then play it back on your phone on your voice memo.
Yeah, I have not altered this song in any way. There was an old myth about this song, and remember, Britney was 16, and the label was afraid she was being too sexual. So imagine what happened when the label found out that when you play this song backwards, you can hear Britney saying the phrase, sleep with me, I'm not too young.
Oh, God.
And it's as clear as day.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, that's not true. Or it sounds sort of like it, but you're really stretching. It doesn't sound sort of like it. It sounds exactly like it.
All right, what does it say again? It's what?
The phrase you're listening for is, sleep with me, I'm not too young. Are you ready?
Yes.
Listen. There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Now is your mind blown by that or what?
Play it again.
All right,
play
here it
again.
Is forwards. Do I lose my mind? Give me a sign. Whoa.
Gosh, that gives me goose pimples. Goose pimples all over.
I never knew that was in the song.
How is this not a bigger story?
I don't know.
Is it because the song's so old?
Yeah, and I don't think people knew about it. But it's in there. Here it is one more time. Do I lose my mind? Give me a sign. There you go.
Sex sells.
Sleep with me. I'm not too young.
Gosh. Now,
and again, if you think it's just us messing around, be our guest.
It's not.
Go home and record.
Listen
download
to
this
it
on your iTunes. Yeah. Record on your voice memo and then...
Listen to it backwards.
Listen to it backwards.
So we started digging around yesterday. Ashley and I were in the studio. We're like, I wonder what other mysteries you can find in your favorite Z104 songs when you play them backwards. And we thought, you know, there's some songs that obviously have hidden messages. Like this song by Kiara, Gold. That's a producer trick that he's doing right there with her voice. But that's got to mean something when you play it backwards, wouldn't you assume?
I think so.
So we played it backwards yesterday, and we were shocked to hear this. Yeah, see? That was
that's not no.
That's no. That's in there. I mean, you got to listen carefully for it. That's scary. That is scary.
Oh, okay, you know what's going on right now, right? People are going to think that the Britney Spears thing is the same thing.
I can tell you something else.
Oh, no, you could Google it. Oh, come
I'll tell
on.
You something else that we figured out.
Oh, God.
If hearing Justin Timberlake's catchy pop sensation Can't Stop the Feeling instantly made you want to go see the movie Trolls, maybe there's a reason. Listen to this. When we play it back.
You will go see Trolls. You will love Trolls. You will buy Trolls. And you will vote for Donald Trump.
Weird. No, it's weird. I heard that was Joey Fatone's voice.
Is that right? What else is in here? Oh, this was the theory we all had about Taylor Swift working with Zayn.
Mm.
We always thought there was something more going on between those two.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to the record closely backwards, this is what you can hear. Listen to this.
Don't tell anybody, but we're totally doing it.
Baby, we're totally doing it in secret.
Yeah, see?
Right.
That's very revealing, don't you think? We're totally doing it.
Don't tell anybody, but we're totally doing it.
Baby, we're totally doing it in secret.
Wow. In secret, no less. That's crazy.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And there was something else that I caught. I thought it's kind of silly, but like the ironic thing about the Weeknd dating Selena Gomez, like I think he's really rubbing it in Justin Bieber's face.
How do you know this?
Well, because I played. Thanks for asking.
No problem.
I played his new single "Party Monster" backwards, and I heard something very familiar too. And you will too. Yeah. See.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
and that's just me. And Trey didn't even get a feature on that.
No, he didn't. He should have.
Yeah, Trey should be getting
that's
some money.
That's just mean, isn't it? But here's the real one. One more time if you want to hear it. Get it, baby? One more time.
Do I lose my mind? Give me a sign. Yeah, I sleep.
Oh, my God.
That's
okay,
crazy.
So for the record, just so we don't confuse people, that was 100% real, correct?
They all were.
Oh, okay.
No. That last one, for sure, was totally real. Like you said it. Do it for yourself. Put it on your voice memo on your phone and play it backwards. Prepare to have your mind blown.
Yeah.
Share it with your friends.
You can Google it. It'll come up. Like the song, someone on YouTube did it.
Yeah.
Like play it backwards or whatever.
Yep. It's crazy. And you heard about it first, right here on the Z Morning Zoo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.